Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hello. That's how I talk to my dog, Margo, by the way, when I get home every night. Because she runs to the door. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I crack it open, she's ready to jump up. She only gets up to like my knee, by the way. She's not super big. But I'm like, hello. Is that a George Costanza's dad? Hello? What is that? Hello?
I don't really. It's probably a combination of influences.
At this point, you would think it's
hard to really pick one out.
It so is.
Probably is what that is.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, let's just get this in here. It has been three long, some would say, I'm sure, torturous weeks without the reverse AFC power rankings. And you're still going to have to wait because we're going to leave with hockey.
The wait will continue. Yes.
Just getting that out there.
It was
a
hotly debated subject in here. Not really.
Well, it was, you know, no, but we disagreed on it.
That qualifies as hotly debated for us.
It does, I think. So the pressure's on you.
Oh, I guess so, right?
To deliver on
I just thought it'd be a little weird to start with reverse AFC power rankings when the Sabres named a new GM, ending what has been a 5.5-year nightmare. It's been a horrible situation.
The question is whether anything has actually ended, I think, I would say. Yesterday on the way out the door, we talked about this too. I'm like, I don't think I want to do power rankings at three with this press conference. But in my mind, I was thinking like, well, let's see how interesting it is. And
I guess the
owner just came and went.
Right. Well, that's not at all surprising.
No, but it's not good either.
No. Like,
why shouldn't he have to explain anything ever?
But I like Kekalainen rather a lot, which I guess is why I'm the one who said let's talk about the Sabres to start.
Fine, and I've got no problem, but I just need to see it work. I need to see
Like
he's not peak. Who do you want? Like he's not somebody that has won. Bowman is the last we decided yesterday. Scotty Bowman,
right?
Who is still with us in 1980. Is the last time, almost the only time, the Sabres have ever hired anybody to run their hockey department that had any experience doing it.
Right.
So, I mean, this guy isn't Scotty Bowman, no offense.
No, he's not. No, who are you getting?
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, they were able to get this guy into the boat last year in the spring. To be senior advisor, I think that was officially what the title was, to general manager Kevin Adams. And I thought that was a great job then. What I didn't know is whether he was just sort of victory lapping his career at this point. You know, like, yeah, I'll help you. Can I do it from home? You know, like, I just wasn't sure what we were getting there. And come to learn, I mean, Paul said yesterday to us he's seen him around a lot more than he thought he would. Kekalainen himself today said he was here most of the fall. I know he's been on the road with the AHL team as recently as two weekends ago. So I think he's been more hands-on than I maybe was, you know, pessimistically expecting when they announced him as an addition to the front office. I think they were seeking some credibility when they did it. I just didn't know exactly what they would get.
Okay, so how much credibility is it? 1 to 10. Who is this guy? Like, is he somebody that...
It's a 10 compared to Kevin Adams.
That's not where I want my line to be.
Well, that's too bad. That is where your line is. I had Kevin Adams, and now I have this guy. And this is a way more credible idea than that. In league circles, it's maybe a 5. Like, I don't know what would be a big high score.
That's where I want to hang out, is in actual league circles and not just like Buffalo Sabre circles.
Right.
So I want to have a team. I want to have leadership that, like, isn't this what we always, in the back of our minds, if not in the front, complain about with them? Is like, what's the point about whether your GM has ever been a GM before? What is the point of that? It's that, like, I'm somebody that hates the idea of retreads. I'm with Travis Yost when he makes fun of the fact that only 40 people can have these 30 jobs. And if you get fired from it, like, you're out automatically in the front of the line for the next one. I'm with that. Like, those are my sensibilities when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. But the Sabres, years ago, I said and thought, got to a place where it was so far gone that it felt right to abandon that. And we don't need, who's the guy from BU? Quinn? Who was the coach? Like, he was Eichel's coach.
Sure, yeah.
And, like, here's somebody that might be kind of a cool idea to be the Sabres coach. At the time, well, he'd never been an NHL coach. I didn't mind. Like, that's somebody that sort of off the grid, if you will. And I had to abandon that because there was so little credibility in it, I thought. You know, this is your Adams point, or even some of their recent coaches. Even Ruff, you could actually make an argument for it, his stage of his career. That, like, maybe I just need to reset.
Not wanting the retread route and the familiar route is how you end up with Ralph Kruger, which that idea appealed to, I think, both of us for a lot of those reasons. And that did not really pan out at all, obviously.
Well, why? So, because of his incompetence?
I think in part, yeah.
In part.
But the organization around him, I think, was still, were they more credible under Jason Bottrell? I don't really know. I don't really need to. Than now? I don't know. I'm not sure how to position this. I just know, I feel like where the Sabres have been these last 5.5 years, it would have been hard to pull a better, more qualified fish into the boat than Jarmo Kekäläinen.
Okay. Well, I don't want to disagree with that.
So I just don't. Could is he the most accomplished GM? Has he ever won a Stanley Cup? No.
He made the second round once?
Right.
In 11 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So where I'm coming from, I feel like that is a vast improvement on what they've had. So I want to give that at least some chance. I liked a lot of what he had to say today. Mostly it was that he's talking about having autonomy, and we'll see if that actually turns into, you know, something tangible.
Like, they all say that every time. Everybody says that every time. Does it mean he's being disingenuous? Not necessarily. But who was the last Bills, Sabres, anybody's leader guy that didn't tell you they were going to be able to do whatever they wanted? They always say that. Which I you know, you want that, right? Like, you want that to be true. The Tuck idea, again this morning, Paul's on. He's like, what's the first thing to put Alex Tuck? It is not the first thing they have to do. Alex Tuck is a future investment. He is, you know, if he says no, then they trade him, and that's that. Is it a disaster if they don't sign him, like Paul keeps saying? Not to me, because he's old. And so if you have to restart, rebuild, whatever you want to call it, you have to do that again, then maybe you do. You're not in total control of that. Your players and your owner have some, you know, reign over that. But you want your GM, everybody wants their GM in all situations to be in full control over all the decisions. And they all say, what did Kevin Adams say to that question every single time?
He talks to Terry every day.
He talks to Terry, and this guy will too, but Jarmo, can we just go first name? Jarmo is not going to say, like, I don't really care. I don't need to know what the owner thinks. He's never going to say that. I don't know.
I felt like he said more than just that. I mean, he will ask questions. I will talk to him, but I feel like he doubled down. I don't, whether Adam said it or not, it was harder to believe coming from him given the circumstances of his arrival at the job.
Okay, I think that is TBD. Harder to believe than this. That is up to you to decide, up to all of us to decide whether that's actually true.
I never bought it from Adams.
But from Kekäläinen.
Right.
Isn't that still to be determined whether?
Of course. Yeah. It's only, it's the first, you know, it's the first day on the job. So I don't know. You know, you can pick at that all you want. We won't know for a while here, but I thought he was pretty forceful, almost like, I mean, he may have even gestured like he'll be over there. And I don't know. I liked hearing that. And I liked hearing I can spend to the cap, which is something that's been a foreign concept around here. And he said that. And so I appreciate that.
Again, that's one that you need to see to be, you know, just you need to see it.
But it's
right?
Right. But short of.
Did Adams ever say he wasn't allowed to?
He never directly answered the question. It was almost always, we've got all the resources we need.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't feel like I've heard we'll spend to the cap in 5 years.
Well, they haven't done it.
Exactly. So, and I don't know. You know, I always kind of thought, like last year, the money they saved by dumping Skinner that they didn't spend, that everybody made jokes about, by the time, I don't know if there was a good way to spend that money. You know, like, to me, I wouldn't have wanted the GM of the team just to go spend the money so they can be at the cap. And you can say, see, we're at the cap. You know, you got to add guys that are actually going to help you and not just spend the money. And, you know, I thought circumstantially, a little bit in Adams' defense, there maybe wasn't a great idea for that money by the time they got around to trying to spend it. They can't attract the right guys, all that stuff. So what's gone here is the specter of Adams sounding like that.
That's right.
To the team. That's the most important thing to me. You know, the fans, look, you can be as skeptical as you want. Before I heard Kekalainen today, last night at the end of our show, I was not excited about this. I just felt like they let another season get away from them. And, you know, we'll see. There's games left. Maybe they will make a season of it before it ends. But getting a guy out of here that represented, I think, the punchline to jokes about the organization was important. If you want to restore any kind of credibility within your dressing room and with your standing within the league, that had to happen. The minute Adams said the thing about the palm trees and the taxes, to me, you never, in a position like that, utter something like that into a microphone where people are recording you, where your players are going to hear you talking like that. Because they suddenly, you know, maybe, should I exaggerate? I'm in hot take territory. They're suddenly maybe feeling like hostages. I'm already here. Nobody else wants to come here. I can't attract people to help you. Good thing I got you under contract. Like, that's what that sounded like. It was never about whether it was actually genuinely true on some level, which, of course, I think it is.
Yep.
It's not an easy place to attract guys. You just don't say it. Forget about the message it sends to all the players in the league. Think about the guys in the room that are supposed to be out there bleeding for the crest and all that stuff. It was just horrible. So they're free of that, which to me is not insignificant. So what he does with this now, how he prioritizes Tuck, if they get that done, if they don't, I think it is, there's a good argument to not do it, but I'm in favor of doing it simply to signify we are different now. We are going to play the game the way teams play the game. And this guy matters to us right now. We know 8 years, I'm not going to say this in a press release, hopefully not in the font that they released this information about today in.
You'd be the first one.
Yes, right. That looks like a press box
statement.
Menu. That looks like a press box menu.
Even though it was still flush center.
What are we doing? Anyway.
It was medieval times font.
I think this team needs to know they're really in it. And signing Tuck, I think, is important for that. Will it burn at some point? Yes. I think almost without question. But teams do that all the time in this league. They have the resources to do it. The cap is going up and up and up. So you want to be committed? Sign him. I mean, this thing will get off, I think, to a pretty rocky start if his first big move is trading Alex Tuck.
Unless it's hot. You know, unless it's... If a lot of, maybe you speak for a lot of fans today. I don't know. I think I do too. Like, okay, somebody else. We've been down this road a few times. I think, you know, you have fans who are going to be moved by this and some who are not going to want to look at it until it leads to something. You know, again, like Columbus did what? So there are a lot of things to say here. Like why wasn't he just given the job in the first place? Why, the whole thing with Pegula is always like, I don't want to waste money anymore on guys who aren't working here. Like, why would you A, bring in this guy in the spring and then B, extend Adams? Like, that's just ridiculous. He had no interest in questions today. Like, there wouldn't have been a lot of them for the owner of the team. Like, I'm just here to tell you who this guy is and then leave. Just like that's not, maybe not germane to all the conversation we're having, but still, like, really? That's the best you got? Doesn't exactly sit well to know that this owner, after all these record-setting losing, just can't even kind of, like, defend anything that's happened publicly. Just, hi, bye. That's not really where we were at in the conversation.
I think the less he says, the better.
I know, but that's not good.
I know that's not good. But in the end, I got to choose, do I have this man talk and make this worse, maybe, by saying something, who knows? I mean, I don't want him answering questions. That's not a good way to live. Like, your owner should be, you should trust him to do that, but I frankly don't.
Okay. I don't know if I want him answering questions, but I want him getting questions.
Yeah,
that seems completely fair and reasonable, yep. But that doesn't have to happen, I guess, because that's up to them. Or him. I mean, Tuck is good. Nobody, I mean, even maybe Paul, who calls it a disaster every single time, the idea of Tuck being traded, will deny that this is probably going to haunt you eventually. Like, but that's okay, because that's how, you know, it has to be. And if this guy's really good, 32 teams now, more than ever, as many as ever in the NHL. If this guy's really good and he has all this credibility, you could have too much maybe. I'm a little bit afraid to deal with this guy because he's that sort of sharp. I'm not sure this is where we're at. If he's that good, he might be able to make a trade that doesn't upset the fan base. I mean, again, Paul is like, this morning, Jeremy pushed back. He's like, why is it a disaster if they trade Tuck? He's like, because the fans love him. The fans don't love any of this. You got Thompson, Dahlin is elite. You've got guys on this team that are super good. And I don't know, is it that important that any of them be here for the foreseeable? Is anybody betrothed to the idea that one of these players is here when they eventually make the playoffs or something like that? If he goes, he goes.
I think the thing that, well, Paul will be on in 10 minutes here to explain himself for himself, but I think the fear is that there's a domino effect. I don't retain Tuck. I'm trading you because I don't want to pay the market rate. And again, I respect the reasons that you would want to not do that. But given where they are, the last thing Jarmo Kekalainen needs walking in the door, you know, unless fans really want this, is Tage Thompson and Rasmus Dahlin raising their hand when the summer gets you, like, yeah, you know what, I'm done. We got a good. I don't care how old Alex Tuck is. He's my line mate. He's from here. He said repeatedly he wants to be here. And I don't know. I doubt that they are being unrealistic about what they're asking for in the marketplace. It's possible that they are. We don't ever get to know. You know, they might feel like they're in such a position where they have all of the leverage that they can just ask for whatever they want. And if the Sabres don't pay it, they're going to look bad. And, you know, I don't want to deal with that. But I think something in the market rate, what Kempe signed for in LA, like, that's what I got to do.
I do like that everything about today sounded like they want to try this year, because that's in order. I think we're not at a point where we're already talking about this. Isn't like when Ruff was fired, you know, before. And it's Ron Ralston, and it's suffering. It's any of this. Like, we're still early enough in this, and it's still close enough, I think. I mean, Paul has said they have to win 10 games in a row to be alive. I do not agree. there's it's still early enough in this, and the timing of this is such that I think, I mean, I didn't want to hear that we have to, you know, step back and start to think about draft picks and, you know, who's in the pipeline, these kinds of things. Not just because we've all heard so much of that for so long, but because of the standings and the quality of the team. Like, they've improved in some areas, and they only have two healthy goalies at the moment. Like, there's, he did say he wanted to be done with that.
Yeah.
I think what will maybe show in the next while here is how Kekalainen's vision, I'm not ready to go first name. We have to meet once, at least before, many times. I mean, I've never called Josh Allen Josh once either, so, you know, this is just me. I think what will maybe show up is if he is able to push different buttons with this team than Adams could. I mean, there might have been lots of things that I just want to say might have been, because it didn't. It was so for so long that this is probably not that many times. But there might have been things Adams wanted to execute that he couldn't because of what he was told, or he has a boss. You know, like if it's all just, you know, he was just too afraid to do anything. I don't know. Like, that seems too easy. So if this guy walks in the door, whether it's signing Alex Tuch or trading Alex Tuch or doing five other things, why can't you just do lots of things if you're so inclined? If he walks in and shakes it up, changes the coach, like that was not taken off the table today.
No.
If he does that, then I could get aroused. Like, I could get into this.
Yeah.
But it has to happen first. Until it does, he's a guy that they had already that was in the market for a job that didn't really have that much success when he had this job with another team. That's only possibly an upgrade because the Sabres never do anything this, quote, bold. You know, I just need more. That's all it is. It's the first day.
No, he did. Yeah, I mean, in the they don't hang banners. Well, I don't know, maybe they do. For five playoff appearances in 11 seasons.
No, they do
but
not.
We're working on 14 going on 15 here. And so a lot of guys that have been here have failed to even come close to that.
I know, but
so
that's why
this still nothing. This is an upgrade from that.
Jerry Meehan does not have his a banner.
One other thing real quick. Sorry to him. We're going to have to break and get to Paul here, but he also did not – he was asked at least one time specifically about what he likes here, like, what, you know, the roster, and he did not name any names. There's a lot of good players here. We've got a good core here, and that was it. It was very general, which to me, I'm guessing is calculated. He's new here. I'm not telling anyone. You're preordained to be here for ever and ever, or even for the next 4 months.
I wouldn't dare do that to anybody on this roster.
So
I wouldn't punish you like that.
I don't feel like that was a warning shot, but it also was, you know, it would have been pretty easy to talk about Dahlin and Thompson and whomever else you want, the Samuelson maybe. And he just didn't want to do it.
Good
and
point.
I don't think that was an oversight.
Good point. One's your captain, and he talked a lot about character.
Mm-hmm.
The other is a guy who's they can't figure out what position he should play, even though he scores 40 goals every year. All right. I mean, I'm open to anything. You shouldn't ever not be with this franchise, including, might I say, success. You shouldn't be closed to that. It's possible. It happens. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We have Paul Hamilton next. Ross Tucker at 4. We'll get into the Bills then, if not sooner. This is WGR.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton going to each other and the whiskey. Why did do it?
We have to fight.
With Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Knocheck was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and a misconduct.
Sports Radio 550.
I have to say it, because every once in a while I think of it when I hear that clip. Imagine an announcer, 40 plus years later, describing a hockey situation where the player needs to be held back and sounding like that saying it. You got a guy here, Paul. I mean, maybe you would like to contest the description given by that announcer. You got a guy here who just needs to be held back. And the guy's basically whispering it to a college audience.
Well, he is a student himself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do you want a career in this thing? Come on, hit it. Even if you exaggerate it, it sounds like a wrestling event is breaking out. And here's this guy. Oh, he's actually, you have to be held back. I'm so sorry to have to report this. Okay, Paul.
He didn't really need to do that.
He didn't. Why is he just not capitulating and sitting down like
none
a good boy?
None of this is necessary.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. Jarmo Kekäläinen, the new GM of the Sabres. Paul, what did you like, not like? What did you think today?
Well, I liked a lot of what I heard, but, you know, he also has to come through. It's his first day on the job. Of course, he was in Finland with the death of his father, and he had just gotten back to Buffalo. He met with the players, and then he met with the media, and he's, you know, he knows how to be a GM. I mean, he's done it for 10 years with the Columbus Blue Jackets, so he knows what needs to be done. He knows what he likes in an organization. I do like the fact that he very quickly talked about there were games where this team thought it was going to be easy, and they lost because they got outworked, and that's unacceptable, and that's something they're going to focus on every day. And I would like to see that, because I'm going to be quite honest with you. I heard that from Lindy Ruff, too, when he showed up, and I haven't seen it. A little bit. I saw a little bit last year, and then it's kind of ended. You know, people are not being held accountable. They're not losing ice time. And it needs to happen, because he's right. I mean, there are, how many times have we watched games the last couple of years where this team stands up after the game and said, we got outworked? And very often it's against teams that they probably shouldn't be losing to. And I very much am curious to see how the general manager is going to take that and what he's going to do about it if he sees it.
Paul, we ended up our opening segment in a place where I made the observation that I thought maybe, I don't know for sure, maybe it was just him being absent-minded or not wanting to single anyone out. But I thought it was maybe notable that when Kekäläinen was asked about what there is to like here roster-wise, I'm generalizing, but I think you understand the spirit of what I'm getting into here. I don't know word for word what he was asked, but he really didn't mention any players by name. Like the way that question was asked to him, I thought, I'm going to hear about the captain, and I'm going to hear about maybe Olympians, you know, that might be on the Olympic team this year, whatever. And he just didn't name any names. And it felt like that might be serving notice that everyone's on trial.
Maybe, but he also said a couple of times he's not going to name names.
Okay.
He made it sound like, and he also said, when I asked him the question about being pretty straightforward, because I have asked people from around the NHL, and I think every single person I've asked that knows him say, you will know where you stand with this man. He will be face to face with you, and he will tell you exactly what he thinks, whether you're a player, whether you're a coach. And that's what he said. He goes, I'll either tell you face to face or I'm not going to say it. He goes, I'm not going to say it behind their backs. They're going to know, you know, type of a thing. So I think, you know, I don't think we're going to hear, just judging by that, and that was kind of a little bit of a theme in the press conference, I don't think we're going to hear a lot of individual evaluations coming from him, especially if they are good. I think he will leave that for face-to-face with the player or face-to-face with the coach.
Very well. The point you started with, work rate, and he talked about character a lot. As you know, there's not a lot that gets, you know, turned over with a roster this time of year. He didn't rule out a coaching change. Like everything will be evaluated here. Mm-hmm. Is it not a reasonable inference to think that what he was talking about, how his team plays, is something he thinks could be affected by a different voice in the room?
He could be, but I would think maybe they did not practice today, so he might have had a meeting with Lindy Ruff after he spoke with us. Or maybe he had a meeting with Lindy Ruff beforehand. But if he had a meeting with Lindy Ruff beforehand and was planning on making a change, I think we would have heard that. So that evaluation, I would think, is going to become quickly. With coaches and assistant coaches. It may have already happened between the end of the press conference and now, since they probably were in the building. I know the assistant coaches were around because they had a skate with the players who haven't been practicing. So I know the assistant coaches were out on the ice for that. And usually even on a day off for the players, the coaches are there. I would think whatever that evaluation might be may have already happened between the press conference and now.
Was the canceling of practice unexpected or unplanned?
I probably should have expected it. I mean, they have, you know, they got in very late. I think they left right after the game out in Seattle, so that would have gotten them home probably, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. You know, so that basically shoots your Monday. And he may have wanted just to give a day to be with your family and do whatever, because there was a practice scheduled, and then there wasn't. So, or they wanted this to be about the general manager and not be dragging players and coaches through it. And, you know, there's still time to practice tomorrow. I mean, they had a very long trip. So giving them 2 days off, basically Monday is, well, you got in at 6 in the morning. You're probably going to sleep most of the day anyway. That's not really a day off.
Right. And they did come to the rink because he said he met with the team before this news conference. So the whether they skated or not, they reported to work, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Right. And as I said, some of the guys who were – and even you know, some of the regulars, not many, a couple, were on the ice, maybe haven't played or something like that. But it was you know, basically a rehab skate for guys who have been injured. So – and Lindy Ruff would not be involved in that. That's not something, he's not involved in those skates, so you wouldn't see him on the ice. So, yeah, they're in the building, and I would be surprised if there was not a meeting, you know, afterwards, positive or negative, whatever it might have been.
Right. What did you make of how proactive he sounded about the talk situation?
Yeah, I thought that this might be a refresher. You know, it's like, okay, it's been put in the back burner. There's a reason for that. Probably because the Tuck side didn't like the way it was going. I don't think – it didn't sound like there was a lot of animosity from either side. But it's just like, well, you know what? Alex has to start concentrating on the season. The season's not going well, and we think it's better if we just do that. So he said he's immediately going to be getting in contact with his agent and start talking with him and trying to find common ground. And it sounds like it's his baby now. I don't know if it was Adam's baby or not, because Adams hadn't spoken since before the season started and was not doing interviews. I don't know if that was a Terry decision, was rejected by the Tuck side, or that was an Adams decision and, you know, Terry doesn't want to move, or whatever it might have been. You know, so this is a new person who seems like he's going to be in charge of the negotiation, and he wants to get started on it.
Love to give my GM on a 5-year personal playoff drought a contract extension and then hide him from reporters. That's really a great sign.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, do you want to own this or not?
I'm still in the disbelief category here. I'm more in, did we get it wrong? Did maybe we not have the contract right? I can't wrap my head around that when Kekalainen was signed as a senior advisor, you gave Adams a contract extension of a year. I can't wrap my mind, because the right move would have been fire him right then and there. The right move would have been fire him after the 13-game losing streak. And I can't wrap my mind at all around that he would get a 1-year contract extension in May.
Well, among other things, Adams, went for it, so to speak, as the GM, was he was like a he protected Pegula, and that's what most of the time guys will do in
that
job. But
well, he does it. All the guys who've been fired along the way have done it. They all protect him.
Fair enough. That has value to the owner. Like, there is a value in that where if you say, you know, these things, which don't have to be untrue, then I can, you know, go back to my super yacht or just not have to face the same questions. And you would like some people in that role more than others. And Adams always came off, I think, for whatever else there is to say about his performance, as somebody like, I mean, he was a few times not quite combative, but he was defensive about Pegula having somewhat of a reputation for being detached. He's like, mm-hmm. no. I thought it kind of backfired on him, Paul, but yeah. he would say, like, no, he's in the
draft room. I talk to him every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want to hear that either, but okay. Like, you're here to say he's involved, and yeah. that's something.
I felt, Paul, and Mike and I disagreed about this a little bit earlier, that the way Kekalainen spoke about having autonomy and spending to the cap was new, but I also might be numb from all the years of different guys maybe saying the same things, but I felt like Kekalainen very much was sort of, sure, he'll ask me questions and I'll have to answer them or words to that effect, but he didn't sound like he's going to be checking with Terry Pegula about everything.
Yeah, I have, with Mets on the team right now, I have them about $2.9 million away from the cap. I don't think that's a big deal.
Right.
I don't think that's a negative. They don't spend to the cap. And honestly, I know many of you disagreed with me. When they were $5, $6 million last year, I didn't think that was a big deal last year either. If they were $13 million away, now I think it's a big deal. But I just, you know, what I think is, if you tell me you didn't make a trade because of cap considerations, you didn't want to raise your cap, then I have a total red flag yeah. because of that. I never even heard a rumor of that they turned down a player because they didn't want to spend any more money against the cap. But this year, even more, I have them at $2.99 million away from the cap. I don't think that's a big deal at all.
So, Paul, I mean, in the big scheme of things, we obviously are not going to have much that will determine whether Kekalainen does a good job or not here in the short term. But in the short term, the air is fresh. Adams is out. And I think that was hanging over this team. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, but in the short term, can you expect like a refreshed team? I don't want to go too far here. But it's possible that they turn this road trip around once they caught wind of everything that we'd been hearing all last week. Like, is it possible that this is like a fresh start for this group?
And don't you think Adams heard everything going on last week? I mean, I think he had to know this was coming. I know he was on the trip, but he had to know this was coming. I mean, come on. I mean, this isn't a stupid man. And Adams knows everything that's written and everything that's said about him. You know, he's got rabbit ears when it comes to that kind of stuff. So he had to know it was coming. Plus, you know, the part that Kekalainen played in the signing of Kuntar. You know, it almost sounded like it was his signing.
Yeah. Right?
And I thought to myself then, like, wait a minute. Is he, like, acting like the GM right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my first thought. And I think maybe he was.
Everybody knew about this. Yeah. Tom Pelissero tweeted about it. No, just kidding. Everybody but the national hockey media knew about this. So there's a question to be asked there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he had to. It could not have been a surprise when he got home and was fired. It just couldn't have been.
Paul, thank you. We'll have a lot to talk about in the coming days. Next game Thursday night.
Yes, we will talk.
All right, that's our man Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline, and his appearance with us here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
I did not expect a Woj bomb on the Sabres. He's not even in the business anymore, but it definitely was out there. People were talking. Ross Tucker, who did not, I think, tweet about this. He loves his Hershey Bears, though.
Mm-hmm. Right on the glass with his daughters.
Hockey-wise. We'll talk to Ross at 4, 15 minutes away. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.